This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Guy who's getting ready to listen to Freddie Kitchens coming up at about 12:30. He's Scott Petrak, covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, BrownZone.com. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Well, you tell us here. We're surprised Kareem Hunt is on the practice field today. What's the NFL thinking there? And thank you very much. That's nice. But didn't you expect him not even to be able to practice or anything until?
Yes. I think it's kind of weird, interesting, because last week when we talked to Freddie Kitchens, he said, man, it's illegal for me to even talk to Kareem. So, you know, I don't know if he was just playing coy or maybe he didn't know that Kareem was going to be allowed back, but the NFL informed the Browns that he was allowed to participate in practice, still not eligible to play until November 10th against the Bills. But it means, to me, it means he's been doing the right things as far as the NFL is concerned. It means he's healed from the sports hernia surgery that he had right at the end of the preseason. Yeah. So I think it's all good signs as far as Kareem.
All right, so do you think he would have been back earlier if he didn't have the sports hernia? I'm just reading what the Browns wrote. Am I crazy or what?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Wait, the crazy part or back earlier?
Well, I know you're crazy.
Thank you.
The back early part. Just because the league let Antonio Callaway rehab with the Browns his entire four-game suspension. And part of that was based on the fact that he was rehabbing the high ankle sprain. So the league is notoriously inconsistent with these kinds of decisions. So I don't think the sports hernia had anything to do with the timing of when he came back, but I do think that it's a good sign that he's able to run, and I was watching him do drills and look good going through drills. And I think the league just said, okay, he's been on good behavior. The Browns had petitioned for us to let him back, you know, let him stay here the whole time. This is some kind of compromise.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. So right before you joined us, I said, all right, why am I thinking negative here? And my thought was, if they haven't been able to figure out how to get the most out of Odell Beckham, how are they going to get the most out of two really dynamic guys who are joining this team? How are they going to do that, Scott?
Yeah, I think I've had those same thoughts, Jeff, is, you know, they can't get the ball to all these guys now. You had one more big-time playmaker. I think you can make the argument that with how Nick Chubb, number one, with how Nick Chubb has played through the six games, he's the team's MVP at the bye. Number two, I think he's shown himself to be a top five back in the league, maybe it's top eight, whatever it is. And I think we all assumed Kareem Hunt was in that same category even before Nick Chubb had been, given his rookie of the year status and what he did last year before the Chiefs wound up cutting him. So I think it's fair to say this team probably has two top 10 backs. But what have they shown that would make us believe they'll be able to figure out how to use both of them and Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry? So yep. I think you're right to be worried about it. Obviously, you want as many good players as possible on the field. And Kareem Hunt, maybe he catches that ball that Dontrell Hilliard doesn't, that turns into the game-deciding or game-ending interception against Seattle. So if you just use him in the third down role to start, I think that's still a bonus and your team's better off. But I think it is justified to be concerned to think how they're going to do it. And it can't be taking carries away from Nick Chubb because he deserves every carry he gets.
What did yesterday's win by the Ravens over the Seahawks do to, I don't know, I would say psyche. I'm just trying to look at, how are you approaching that? What does it change what you think about what the Browns need to do? Does it put more heat on them this week against the Patriots in a game I think most people pencil in as a loss?
Well, I don't know if – I don't want to look at it just as a Patriots game, but I want to say, I mean, the Browns have 10 games left, and I think when you watch the Ravens beat Seattle on the road and look at their record now, a week ago, I heard plenty of people saying, well, you know, the Browns can still win this division at 8-8 or 9-7. And I wasn't buying it then because I don't think a John Harbaugh team is going to collapse in the second half of the season, especially with the quarterback as talented as Lamar Jackson is. And after watching what they did at Seattle, there's no way I think Baltimore is going to finish 8-8. And I'm not even sure 9-7. So I think the Browns all of a sudden know that they need to get to 10 wins. And one of those wins has to be against Baltimore. I think it's December 22nd at First Energy Stadium. And that's the best chance that they will have to reach the playoffs. And that's asking a lot, right? That means that they lose against New England, they got to finish 8-1. And, you know, if you're 2-5, asking the team to go 8-1 is a lot. But I just don't think it's reasonable to expect Baltimore to collapse. And I think the win at Seattle really drove that point home.
Scott, biggest thing the Browns needed to fix during this bye week period. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say Baker's accuracy. You know, I know John Dorsey said, oh, I still think he's throwing the ball where he wants to. But I just don't think that's been the case through the first six games. And this doesn't mean he's not, you know, it doesn't mean other guys aren't responsible for some of the interceptions and some of the incompletions. And we know that the line hasn't been perfect all the time. But Baker hasn't thrown the ball, in my estimation, where he needs to as often as he needs to. And that's a drop off from last year. And I think the perfect example was the interception in the red zone for Jarvis Landry against Seattle that changed the game. If Baker throws it out in front of Jarvis, and I'm assuming it was a good route, right? Jarvis said he ran a good route. He had the guy beat by a half a step. If he throws it in the right spot, it's a touchdown. The Browns have a big lead. Instead, he throws it, whatever. It's a foot, 2 feet behind the target, tipped and picked, and the game changes. And that comes down to the quarterback. And I don't blame anybody else for that. I think he had bad footwork, and I think he was rushed to get rid of that ball. So I need to see Baker Mayfield do a better job in that area, and I think that would have an impact on the rest of the offense.
Scott, a pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Petrak joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read all of his work at the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram and on brownzone.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.